Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for tuning in this morning. I am Brother Roger Jones from the Taylor Street Church of Christ in Kenton, Tennessee. I reside in Martin, Tennessee. That's in Northwest Tennessee. We, again, appreciate you for tuning in. And on our last broadcast on September the 5th, we left dealing with the doers of the word, and James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25, and I read it again for emphasis' sake, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. James wanted his readers to know, and us today to know, we cannot only be hearers of God's word, we must be doers as well. Contrary to what most people think, it is not enough to hear and know the word of God. We must live and do the word of God as God has prescribed in his holy, inspired, and divine word. Our last point, this September the 5th, was the person who only hears and knows the word deceives himself. If a person thinks that he can hear and learn the word of God and then go out and live like he wants, he deceives himself. So James wanted us to know that. The second thing James wanted us to know, the person who only hears and knows the word soon forget what he has heard. If a person does not practice, again, I emphasize practice, if a person does not practice what he knows, it soon fades from memory. It is just forgotten, and it never becomes a part of the person's life. He is like the person who looks in a mirror to see if he needs to do anything to his appearance, then walks away and thinks of something else and forgets the pimple or rustled hair that needs to be cared for. This is the thought of James. How much like what happens so often? We hear the word and are convicted of some defect, some shortcoming, some failure that we need to clean up. But as soon as we walk out from under the word, we are distracted by the world and its affairs, and we soon forget to do what the word of God told us to do. Number three, the person who hears the word and does the word of God is blessed. Note the word of God is called the perfect law of liberty. This means that the word of God will set a person free from the bondage of sin and death. The word of God will free a person from all the temptations of this life and give him or her the full and victorious life for which his soul longs, a life that will continue on and on eternally with God. A person who does and live the word of God will find that he is freed from all that enslaves his soul upon this earth. He will discover joy, love, and peace. A soul that just soars with a sense of freedom and liberty, purpose and meaning, security and safety, victory over temptation, joy and rejoicing, assurance and confidence, life over death, deliverance from sin. The word of God is the law of liberty, the law that sets a man free to know and fellowship with God forever and ever. Note a critical point. We must continue in the word of God. We must continue to live just as it says. If we do, then we shall be blessed, made abundantly and eternally happy. Listen to the master teacher in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Again, in Matthew chapter 12, verse number 50, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, Jesus said, the same is my brother and sister and mother. In Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? So in other words, Jesus is asking the question, why you talk about the word and you know the word, but you don't live the word? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and lay the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house, it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently. And immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. John chapter 13, verse number 17. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Romans 2 and verse number 13, Paul said, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Now, what law is he talking about? Is he talking about the law of Moses or the law of works? No. He's talking about the law of faith, instructions in which God has given in his word, and we obey them by faith, trusting in the atoning work of Christ, and demonstrating our faith by living according to those instructions. That's what Paul is saying, for not the hearers of the law are justified before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. James again, James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. John, that apostle of love, in 1 John 2 and verse number 17, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Beloved, is not talking about the word of God, it's being about the word of God. Revelation 22, verse number 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Oh, I know what many popular preachers and prophetess and prophets are saying on the air, through mass media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Live like you want to, but just trust in God. Just believe that Jesus died on the cross and you're saved. But John the Revelator said in Revelation 22:14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. If we're going to ever see God and see him in peace, we're going to have to trust in the atoning work of Christ. We're going to have to do his commandments, thereby giving the right to the tree of life, that we may enter in through the gates into the city of heaven. Beloved, don't go to worship Sunday after Sunday, Bible class after Bible class, and not hear the word, digest the word of God, process it, and apply it to your life. But John again says, blessed are they that do his commandments. They may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Shall we pray? Eternal God, our Father, it is once again that we come. We come as bad children before a good Father, realizing that it is your love and your mercy and your grace that is extended to us to meet the conditions or the terms of salvation in order to be adopted as sons and daughters of you. And Father, when we have done that according to Scripture, we can work out our salvation in fear and in trembling. Bless everyone that's on the call this morning. Whatever their situations may be, we ask, Father, that you will move in a mighty way. Bless them that they may be able to overcome their circumstances. And even if not overcome, Father, we simply ask that you give us the strength and the power to endure and to remain faithful until the end. Go with us through the furtherance of this day. Help us to so live that we will bring glory and honor to your name. Help us to so live that we may love and respect each other. And remember that you're coming back again to receive your kingdom. And that will be enough. In your precious Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray and ask it all and give thanks. Amen.